talk to the average teenager of today and you ask them what it is about
pop culture
that they like, and they'll, the first thing they'll say is the beat.
Get yourself addicted.
Welcome into the Pop Culture Pile Driver. Get addicted to the content. I am Jason Rossi. You can follow me across all social media platforms at Jason D. Rossi. And you can follow our show over on Twitter at Pop Culture PD. With me, as always, the tag team, my tag team partner in the podcast sphere. He can be followed along some social media platforms at Billy D2411. Not on Twitter, because he gets booted out of there on the regular. Guy's just scraping up the shrimps from the bottom of the sea, and then somehow that stuff gets pulled. I wonder if that song is even still getting copyright strikes that you got pulled from, Bill. I think.
Oh yeah, definitely. They are, think so? It's Bag Raiders. That
They should be thankful that people cared enough about their song, but now they're pulling it. Just insane. But you can follow him on Twitter at BillyYee2411. And for Valentine's Day only, a very special week on Billy's OnlyFans, he will be dipping his toes and extremities into mayonnaise, and then also into, he'll be making chocolate-covered versions of himself. So be checking that out over on his OnlyFans. He is Billy D24. I'm going to almost say your full name. Billy D, what's going on, man?
Hello. Yeah, a little bit. Yes, no sir. Cold open either, but we're switching things up.
Because people really remember. People are going to question, Bill. People are going to question. I know, we'll do it now. Now, here's the floor. Now, here it is. This is where you can hit it. Hot starts.
I didn't pull it up. It was going to be a lyric thing, but I didn't look at it, so.
What the hell's going on here? What are we doing? Well, Bill, today.
I don't know what the hell a hot open is.
You don't, or you do?
I don't. I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, you know what a hot open is, Bill. I know a lot about you, your personal life, your history. You know a lot about a hot open. But today we are going to be getting to a female voices, a female musical artist tier list. We polled people on social medias. Billy came up with the list. He had a lot of good ones in there. Some ones I think we'll have some fun with. I added to that. We're going to go through 31 female voices in just a few minutes. So we have our tier list up. There'll be six categories. We'll go over that in just a few minutes. But Bill, for this podcast, people, what do you got?
I was just going to say, speaking of voices, you got to check out the male voice of one Ryan Davey, who sounded like Buffalo Bill. I don't even know. It was one of the funniest things in the history of our DSG. I was dying laughing.
So context here. Dork Podcast, they're doing a podcast 24 hours previous to when we're recording now, if you're listening to us whenever. And honestly, I sometimes catch them live. It depends on the topic. I'm a big topic guy with them. I think they're great either way. But like, I'll usually just download the pod, hit play for support. But Mac from the Mac and Goo Podcast hits us up and is like, an all-time dork going on. So I'm thinking they're arguing something. I click play on that YouTube video, Bill, and it sounded, I thought the whole thing was messed up. So that's why I thought, because you, this podcast, Billy Audio for a little bit, you're muted, by the way. And you, speaking of which, but like you had audio issues a couple times,
yes,
which was like hilarious in its own right. Well, frustratingly hilarious. But then I'm listening to David. Yeah. And he just sounds a little bit like this. It was almost like Bane, and it was bizarre.
I think, what is it? Keith said he sounded like Happy Gilmore's old boss, the giant guy.
God, I didn't even. I believe that's Mr. Gilmore's.
Yeah,
that's hilarious. Yeah, so great. I don't care if you listen to the Dork Podcast. You don't. If there's ever a time, just check out just for the audio of one of the men's voices that you hear. That's our own Davey Eyeballs. But that was something else. It really was. He'll make his own. We'll make our own tier list about that stuff. But speaking of which, yes, we're going to get into female artists in just a few moments. Bill Podcast, we get a lot of great audio samples and music brought to us by Oh Yeah. Where can people find their music?
I would go to Spotify, check them out there. They have a bunch of new songs. Actually, one of our friends, not friend of the podcast, because she said, why would I listen to you guys? But one of our friends, nice, Caitlin, said,
piece of crap.
She's recently become a huge fan of them too. So like, they're a legit, like, awesome band. So please go check them out. They do a lot of stuff for us. It would be nice.
Yeah, support those that support your friends and support each other. And if you can, share this podcast with a friend if you're finding us on Facebook, on Twitter, on a podcast app. I want to give you a shout out there. If you can find us on iTunes, give it a quick download or subscribe. Listen when you can listen. Share, be a friend. Share it with a friend. A five-star review would go a long way. It takes all of 13 seconds. Make up a stupid username you didn't realize you already did. Mine, nobody would even know. I made up a dumb name one time, and I realized I can't. You can't change it after you make it, by the way. So whatever you make your iTunes reviewer's name, it just sticks. So it could be Billy D. It could be, I forget what mine is. Mine's like nonsense. So, but yeah, you can find us across all social media platforms. You can find us as well over on Spotify. We didn't pull ourselves, but we're reviewing you, right, Bill? Are we going to stand against Joe Rogan? Is there a police in your house? What the hell's going on, Bill? I just hear police. Is that real? But yeah, so you can check us out over on anywhere you get your podcast. But we are going to get into our tier list in just a few moments. So we have a little intro to get us there. How did you get arrested?
Am I back? Can you hear me?
I can hear you, but were you arrested?
No. I don't know what the hell happened. I just went out.
No, you didn't just go out. There was a bunch of police sirens.
You started you could looking. Hear that?
I could hear police sirens. You started wigging out, and then you were gone.
All right.
I'm concerned.
No, I'm good. I'm good.
Aren't you on like a third floor?
I am on a third floor.
How was that police? That was very, very loud. Very.
Yeah, I don't know how you heard it that well, too. Yeah. No, the fuzz I don't think is after me, but yeah, that was fun.
It was a blast. So yes, our tier list you can see on the screen if you are watching us on YouTube, or if you know you can listen as well. But we also, if you are just listening to this, obviously we'll give you all the full categories and the artists we're going to go over. Again, this is not every female artist. It's hard to put them all in there, especially we kind of keep this thing to a certain time frame. But the categories that we're doing for this one, Bill, first time we've done six categories. So we have the GOAT, the greatest of all time. Can there be multiple? No. Will there be? Yes. Mm-hmm. Iconic.
I think that's out the window by now. There's so many goats. Like it's just one of those things that has taken on a life of its own.
Where do you stand? I actually hate when people say goats.
No, he's a goat.
I get it.
He's a greatest of all time.
Yeah, but
you have to add the caveat of he's a greatest of all time, not the greatest of all time.
She as well. But yeah, I get it. Dude, I don't know. I just like obviously Tom Brady retired last week. And it's like, he's the GOAT. Yeah, you heard about that? Mm-hmm. Thank God you're not where you used to work, Bill, because your week would have been very busy last week. Could you imagine the special?
The amount of Brady B-rolls and what I had to cut, montages. it's sickening. But yeah, like he is a GOAT definitively. Gretzky's a GOAT definitively. And then I don't think there are definitive GOATs in other sports, really.
No, I think, that's the thing. But in general, like even like what we're going to go through here with artists, mm-hmm. like it's all opinion based too. But yeah, so GOAT, then we get the secondary categories, iconic, one note, slept on. So mm-hmm. maybe artists, you're like, oh yeah, a little pitchy, just maybe not the best vocals in our opinions. And then just not for me, dog.
So two Randy Jacksons. So yeah.
The bottom two straight out of early American Idol. I don't know where Randy Jackson is right now, but I hope he's doing well. I like that guy.
Yeah, but if you saw him, you would definitely get his autograph, though. You're not going to not get his autograph.
You can't not get it, Bill. All right, so we'll kick it off with this is an alphabetical order, just in case you're wondering why, because when you put images into this thing, if you ever want to make a tier list of your own, go to Tier Maker. It's amazing.
By the way, their logo, I know you can't see it, but it kind of looks like the Wordle logo or like the Wordle display.
Okay, question about that. Are you in on Wordle?
So I'm dumb and I'm dyslexic. I fail so many times that I just stop. Every once in a while, if somebody's being super annoying, like if you refresh your internet browser, you can be like, ha, beat it in two. Because like you can just like go back. And like, so like if somebody's so if being like a dick at work and they're like, oh, I got it in three. I'm like, huh, I got it in two.
Okay. See, I've never done it. I don't really download a lot of like games or apps or anything smart maybe. But that, I don't know what it is. Once everybody started posting on social media, I just didn't understand why we post about it. But
I mean, Keith says he gets it every time and I'm just stupid. Like I'm terrible with spelling. Like I could be down to four letters with four tries left and I'll be like, I don't know.
Yeah, dude, I'm not the greatest with spelling. That the red squiggly line was made for you, boy. So we'll kick this puppy off here. No Wordle. Heavy hitter to start us off, Bill. Adele.
One note. She's one note.
Are we serious right now?
She only has one kind of song. She has a great voice, but it's only in one particular range. It's true. Tell me, she doesn't
have you? I can break it down album by album. Have you listened to her?
Did you
ever listen to Chasing Paper? Just because her voice is angelic, the voice of an angel, it's not one note.
It's pretty like consistently the same.
Oh, this is gonna get ugly to start. Oh, I can't wait till I get some artists you like.
I'm sorry.
I did completely. No, you don't have to be sorry. That's what you believe. That's your opinion. It's all good. Your opinion can be wrong. I was once told that by somebody that's a co-host on this podcast. But, dude, I completely disagree. I think she's the voice of the generation.
I don't think so at all.
Who the hell's the voice of this generation?
There's a lot of people I would say who have way better voices than her. She has
better voice than Adele. Are you insane?
She has one. Even when we were doing the draft with Mac and Davey, and I believe who was the other person? You. you drafted, I believe, Adele, and instantly everybody was like, "Well, I know what your song's gonna sound like because she has a sound. It's one particular sound."
Oh, I disagree with
her voice, especially her voice.
Her voice is insane. And it does change. Yes, I understand where you're saying it, and it has like that.
It's overall, one range, like, though. Like, it can go up and down.
What are you talking about? It absolutely can.
She's not Whitney Houston.
She's not Mariah Carey. She's Adele, God damn it.
Yeah, which is fine. I'll put her in iconic if we want to compromise here. I don't think she's a GOAT.
Do not. You don't see, I was leaning towards GOAT, but I think I was going to put iconics. You have one note. I have iconic. For now, we'll just put her in one note, but we'll come back to that because at the end, we'll be able to move things. But oof, I didn't see that coming. all right. Our second artist is Alicia Keys. Where do you place Alicia Keys?
I would put her in iconic.
Freaking kidding me. So Alicia Keys iconic and Adele's over here.
I don't think it's necessarily like, these are tiers, but they're not necessarily like, they're more categories.
Yeah. I honestly had her also as an iconic. She's like, you know what's weird? I probably could have put her at one note. But again, these categories, again, don't mean, I don't think she hits just one note. But I also don't think she has like the music catalog that people would recognize as much. Like, she has those big hits, Fallen. But I don't find her to be like a huge artist in general. Like, her, like,
I think she's one of the most artistic artists. Like, she is. She does all her music. She to me is more of an artist than a lot of the people on here because she does all of the music. But if I'm going strictly by vocals, even her vocals are all over the map in a good way. Like, I think she is super talented and has a lot of range, where I think Adele, maybe she has range, but she kind of stays in a certain spot.
Listen to more Adele, you son.
I do.
Then you don't, because you would know she has more range than just what you hear in like the big hits. Like, Rolling the Deep sounds totally different than her new song. It's like totally different. Totally different ranges. All right, up third, we're just going to argue about Adele. We're going to cancel this tier list in about 2 minutes. It's going to become an Adele argument. Up third, I'll start with this category. It's Amy Lee of Evanescence. And I'm like, she could be put in probably almost every single category. I was thinking about, there's about four people I think can go in every category. Maybe hard on GOAT, but I'm putting her on Slept On.
Yeah, I put her on Slept On.
That's just where I'm – okay. Because I looked at her, and I was like, she is just one of those voices that, like, you know, that genre of music. That was kind of like heavy rock, too, at that time. Like, if you listen to Evanescence, especially for that time, featuring, like, what was it, like 44 Stone or whatever that song was. But she – man, does she got range. She has, like – I think she was an opera singer prior to Evanescence, so she can really get deep on it. But like, I don't think people think about her obviously like they did, what was that, 16 plus years ago now?
20 years
but
ago.
She, oh my god, aging us. I was like, no, 2002. I don't think were they on that list? But anyways, like she
was around there. Like, she was in, like, if not late high school, early college.
She definitely was. No, I think you're right. It had to be like 2002, 2003. And then they had their second album that stayed popular. And now they're just making music. But that
back to like 2003.
Wow. So 19 years ago. What a tune, too.
Oh, phenomenal.
God, that's a great song.
It's a fantastic song.
She had like Sober.
Yeah.
Yeah, just I agree. I think that she's just like a perfect, like slept on voice. If people just listen to her, like that's amazing. Like her voice is just, it's got a lot going on. All right, so we'll move on to our next A. A lot of A's here, by the way. Amy Winehouse, Bill. When you hear the name Amy Winehouse, aside from the tragedy, where do you think she fits in this?
I put her also in iconic. I mean, if I'm going just on the voice, her cover of Valerie alone does it for me, but she has so many, which I believe is Mark Ronson's song for some reason. Even though yes. She sings the whole thing.
All of her music is like almost Mark Ronson's song.
But I always thought like it would, to me, that was one of those like really lost an artist way too early in their career. Cause she had she has a voice that even to this day, like there's very few people's voices who like, I always say the guy from Franz Ferdinand, but like her voice, like you feel it a little bit.
Yeah. I think she had something special with her voice, her connection, obviously what we found to be her struggles through her music. And yeah, I was toying between, I don't think she's a one note, but I was trying to think like how to categorize that. Like, I don't think her voice is, but I was putting it somewhere there. I could have went slept on too, because I feel like she's just not talked about. Like of all the posts I put out there, one person said Amy Winehouse. I had her on my original list. I was toying between that. So we'll put her in iconic for now. By the way, we have some feedback coming in, and so far everyone agrees with you on Adele.
They do?
Early feedback. Yep.
Nice.
Yep. Getting early feedback. People agreeing with Bill, and I'm not happy about it. Up next, this is an interesting artist from Heart, Ann Wilson.
I mean,
a lot of people would. She's
a fire voice. Yeah.
It's arguably the greatest voice in rock and roll history. Some people, like I've read some blogs on like Paste and stuff like that, super artsy and nerdy blogs.
Well, this one was yours. This wasn't mine. I know her. I know the songs, but I can't delve too deeply into her. So you can
I'm with you.
Her
so,
up if you want.
So I kind of went and slept on again. I think that's where a lot of these like rock chicks are going to go. I could see why people think she's iconic. I could also see people thinking, you know, maybe a little pitchy, not her voice, but like, just like she's a little off the beaten path, but I'll put her on slept on for now because man, just amazing. Amazing.
I mean, for me, all I really know off the top is Barracuda.
Well, that's the most, the biggest song. But if you like gotten to some other, I can't think of all my Heart songs right now, but I tried to listen to, basically what I did is I looked at like who the most popular female artists were. And I just listened to like as many songs as I could while working.
I just kind of rattled.
Some sounded good.
Yeah. I literally did like, I rattled all of my favorite ones off after like when you asked me, cause I was slacking on doing the list. And then
you're fine.
I think I got like 15 out and then I like put in like an extra 5, I think.
Yeah, that's good. Annie Lennox of the Eurythmics and also solo career will be up next, Bill. Where do you think Annie Lennox should fall here?
I mean, she's good, but not for me. I think somebody's got to fill out that category.
You know what's funny? I had her as enough for me dog either.
Really?
I think she's, that's where I had her, but I think she's great. I just never, her voice somehow draws on me, and it could be the music, but like it literally like makes me like almost anxious. Her voice, this sounds bizarre as hell, but like Sweet Dreams, great performance, but like it almost puts me in this like, it like draws on me and makes me a little paranoid. I don't know. And it's also the music and the ambiance of everything, but yeah.
I mean, obviously, you know, like, what is it? Walking on Broken Glass, but like, I know her.
It's another one though. It's just,
It's not
you
for
know
me.
More. Oh, from, yeah. All right. So we'll put her down there for now. People can hate us later. Next up, Aretha Franklin, Bill, the godmother of soul. I don't know if that's what she's called, but I'm giving her that title today. She, you know, again, music catalog that you don't need to know the original, but you've heard every one of her songs because it's been recreated since the 60s. Aretha Franklin, her voice, it always gets a little interesting because she doesn't have like the most overly powerful voice, in my opinion.
Really?
But
I think she has like...
We're going to play this game. You think she has a more powerful voice than Adele? Is that what you're about to say? She's a more powerful voice than Adele?
I do.
A powerful voice?
And powerful with range. Like, she is, I think, to me, she's a goat. Easy. Like,
okay.
Literally female vocals. Yeah. I mean, we have to give her the R. I can't even spell. This is why I'm bad at words.
R-E-S-P-E-C-T.
I think Michael Scott famously misspells it.
Oh, it's one. That's one of the Office. You know,
RESPCT.
Yeah. Sidebar about this. Obviously, I just started watching The Office, what, like a year ago now? We were reviewing the show. It's literally right up there now with my go, like sometimes it's become my go to bed show. And I never saw that. Like, I didn't watch a show before a year ago. And now it's literally like one of my favorite shows to watch.
I mean, it is everybody's, it was the entire world's like going to bed busy show for years.
Not everybody watched Goosebumps and How I Met Your Mother like I do. Well, I think I still am the reason that Goosebumps is still on Netflix. If you're ever wondering if you want to watch a little Y7 before bed, that was the rating. But back to Aretha Franklin. Yeah, the music catalog is iconic. I could have went in different. I actually had her as an iconic, but let's move her up into GOAT. Let's get that category started. Because she, to me, is, yeah, like, and this is the weird thing. Obviously, I think there's always, like, the past is going to kind of outweigh the current in, like, the recent past. It's like, ageist biased? What would this be called? Like, or nostalgia biased? That's not even nostalgic. She's just like the original.
She has like the resume. You're told things from like a long time, like she is the greatest voice of all time. So, but she is like, she can back it up. She has the pipes to do it. She's probably not, she's not even like Tina Turner or, you know, in that, Patty, like in that 70s disco era. She's even before that. And I think said about when you picked Whistle While You Work, anything before like a certain time stinks. She was at like the come up of like music. She was the like one of the first big, huge stars.
Yeah, we're getting a couple of people saying iconic for sure. So we're getting some feedback on that as well. All right. So from Aretha Franklin, we jump into Ariana Grande. Bill, what says you on Ariana Grande?
I don't know. Like, I don't know how her public perception actually is, because I don't, you know, delve with a lot of people who listen to her regularly. I would say she, for me,
she's got jams.
Yeah, well, song wise, she's amazing. I like most of her songs. Voice wise,
though,
I'd say she's either slept on or iconic, depending on how. Like, I don't know how she's talked about. I think her voice is phenomenal. I think she has one of the best voices in music today.
See, I completely disagree. I think she's like a little pitchy. I think she has that like kind of like mousy-ish voice, and the like production really exuberates all that. And also, it's hard. It's hard in today's world with a lot of artists because they're hidden behind so much, right? Like that's where I think Ariana Grande. Maybe that's where I'm biased towards it, but I feel like a lot of her music is like hidden behind so much overproduction, and I think that's with a lot of artists that like a different from Adele. Adele's music is kind of like toned below her voice, where like a lot of artists, the music and like the, you know, the bass, the treble, all that's like pushing over their voice. So for me, it was a little pitchy. You were thinking iconic over freaking Adele.
I mean, we could go a little pitchy. I'm fine, but like she is a little bit pitchy, I guess. I don't know. Like I like her.
Well, it's not like I know she could hit the notes. I get that, but I'm just saying,
I just think she has. She might not have the most powerful voice, but I think she has, out of all the people we've done, one of the best ranges.
Oh, God. Everyone's on Billy's side. This is insane.
who is everybody?
There's people. We got viewers from, we got Facebook viewers. We got some YouTubes. Don't like this so far. I'm feeling uncomfortable in my own skin. All right. So up next, Bill, we finally get out of the A's and we go to the B's. Beyonce.
I put her Beyonce as a goat. I think she has one of the best voices in the history of music. I really do. I honestly think she's a little slept on. We can put her there too, because I don't think she gets the credit for having one of. And I think Kelly Rowland is prettier, but I think Beyonce has the best voice of. No, I know, but my preference for looks was Kelly Rowland, but Beyonce, I think for me, she's one of my favorites.
She was in the little pitchy to me as well. I think she's really good, but I don't think she has that over the top voice. Some performances I've seen, it's like, wow. And then other performances I've seen, it's like, meh. I feel like she's kind of like the talent's obviously there. She's amazing. She's like, you know, people call her a queen because they're foolish, but I also don't like it.
I think Beyonce. Some people just get wowed by like the Adele factor of, wow, this woman's just blowing you away with a powerful voice. But like, to me, it's more about the range and all being all over the spectrum and being able to, she can do any kind of a song. She can even rap. Not that we're doing that, but like
poorly. She also can.
Oh no. Really, her verse in the Megan Thee Stallion thing was fucking great.
Oh, get out of town. Just, and she was just, the fact that she was on telephone, that might be one of the worst recorded songs ever, which another artist will get to. So I was leaning a little pitchy. Where were you leaning? Goat?
I was leaning, I'll stick her in Iconic if we have to. I might move her.
We have to, we have to split the difference. She's either going one note right next to your girl Adele. You want to go, what do you want to do?
I guess we got to go Slept On.
All right, we'll go
Slept On. No, go one note because then I'll move her up to Iconic. That'll be my move.
There you go. All right, good. Because I'm somehow making Adele above Goat. It's weird. Up next, Carrie Underwood. Carrie Underwood.
Yeah, I mean, that's your person, and I didn't take a look at your list beforehand. I would say to me, she's a little pitchy, if I have to put her anywhere.
Okay. See, I would put her as like an Iconic, because, but I get why. Like, to be honest, that's biased. So if I'm being honest, she'll probably be either one note or somewhere, because she could also go Slept On. But I see where you're going here, because Carrie Underwood, again, has an amazing voice, but you don't always, her music doesn't always highlight that. When you're a country artist, especially, I feel like, obviously, recent countries like pop country and like some of their songs.
To the side. It's a great song.
If there's a song I could ever be in the recording booth with, I just want to sing the backup vocals. Four-wheel drive. Anyways, so
I would put her in one note. One note's fair.
I'll put her in one note. With like some of the best artists of the generation. Look at that. You got Adele, Beyonce, Carrie Underwood.
Also, next, like Bill. Female dom- ahead, the females dominate the beginning of the alphabet.
They really do. We're just in the C. And we don't have, what, 31 total? Anyways, okay, so we'll get into this one. I don't think either one of us know much of her catalog. One of my friend of the pod and good friend of mine, Pat, his dad was the biggest stan for this, because I don't even know what stan was back then. Celine Dion. Bill, you know how many people hit me up with Celine Dion when I put this on the Reddit? I put this on my Facebook. Like, so everyone's like, Celine Dion, Celine Dion, Celine Dion. I'm like, good Lord. The love for Celine Dion, I personally don't have it. Is her voice amazing? Yes. But what says you?
I would put her in Iconic. And it's an iconic voice. Like, and I think that proves it that right fits. There. She is... I mean, I think they make fun of her on SNL. And who else is... not Gloria Gaynor. Gloria Estefan. When they do like the Divas thing. That's a pretty funny thing. But it's all coming back to me. I mean, my heart will go on when we were in ninth grade. With Titanic.
No, was before that, Bill. That was 97. Yeah, seventh grade, I think.
Seventh grade. Either way, it was on Jim and 94.5's Hot 5 at 9. And it wasn't even a fucking rap or hip-hop song. That's how big of a song it was. She is at minimum iconic. Like, if we're going strictly voice, she's probably the second best voice we've talked about so far, her and Aretha. But
she actually might be the best voice. Don't sleep on Ann Wilson. But yeah, I agree with you there. Like, she really does. Like, it is pop. Like, I was listening to something like, man, and talk about Rain. She did a lot. Just so people stop, don't yell at me. We did not put Cher on this list. Up next, Bill, teeny bopper to voice host or whatever they do on The Voice, judge. Christina Aguilera.
I'll say she's one note because I think she only does one version well.
This is getting silly. she might be one. I don't think her voice is talked about anymore, but she literally, like, especially from that time when you had like Britney Spears, Mandy Moore, Jessica Simpson, all that, like Christina Aguilera was like a ridiculous voice compared. Her voice might be I actually think she might have the best voice on the list.
I just think when she sings softly, she kind of just talks. I'm a genie in a bottle. Like when she belts it out, it's great, but I don't think she has a lot of, you know, function to her voice. I think it's pretty much...
Oh, completely disagree.
All right.
I need you to... I don't care about Adele anymore. I need you to just sit down to the whole Christina Aguilera catalog.
I mean, it was my sister's favorite artist growing up, her and Britney, but definitely more Christina, because Christina was more of the singer, I guess.
Yeah. She was... Christina Aguilera is one of the best. I could see it going in a lot of directions here because, again, it's 2022. We're sitting here. We do have, like... whatever has happened over the last, 15 years of kind of meh and like weird songs and like moves like Jagger. But even her voice in that, like she has the range. Her voice is ridiculous. So to me, I honestly could put her as high as Goat, but I could go as low as wherever you're thinking.
So it really comes down to you. I'd put her in one note, personally. God.
Oof, look at the power. That's literally like throw Beyonce in the trash, but that is a powerful situation there. All right, we'll go to Dolly Parton, Bill. Where do you put Dolly Parton?
All right. So after you slandered Dolly Parton last week, I did look it up. She is the biggest female country star ever. She's one of the best voices. And she like wrote so many like hits.
Oh, yeah. She's like a Neil Diamond.
Yeah. I would put her in Slept On because her voice, I think, is actually pretty unique.
Yeah, she's enough.
It's very lilting and she can go all over the map with it. I'm a big fan.
Yeah, you good for you. I think Dolly Parton puts me to bed. So she's really? Ain't for me. Yeah, like a 9 to 5, like she has fun songs, but I don't know. I think she's like a gimmick. I don't know.
You don't like Jolene? You don't like I Will Always Love You?
It's not that I don't like them. I'm not going to them. And Jolene has been covered by artists. I think that's another thing. She also has this weird, she was in this category.
She's like a Bob Dylan almost. She wrote so many songs that were so great. People have been covering them for decades.
Here comes a brawl. Coming up next, Bill, Dua Lipa, which okay. I was stunned she was even on your list.
I mean, I love Dua Lipa. Her voice is pretty good. Even her, I think her, she said her music teacher in high school said that she would never be famous. She showed her. But her, like, I think her music is fantastic, but I don't know if her voice is a voice of a generation from purely vocals. Yeah. I would put her kind of a one note vocal.
I had her a little pitchy because I love Dua Lipa. I love her music. Yeah. I'd see her in concert. It's not always about the artist, but I think her music, her voice doesn't do much for me though. I think she could be anybody. And I hate to say that, like, obviously she's talented, but like, it's a Britney Spears effect to me a little bit. Like she got hot at the right time and things just worked. Right. Like,
I think she definitely has a better voice than like Britney though.
Maybe. I'm just going to put her in a little pitchy for now. Cause she looks good next to Ariana Grande and we're just killing the modern music.
I know.
Fergie is up next, Bill. Fergie.
I just put this in so we'd have a definite not for me, Doug.
Yeah. I love Fergie. Her music crushes at times. She actually has some amazing vocals at times, but London, she's just inconsistent.
She had the greatest song for a bad reason, the greatest national anthem in the history of NBA games, minimum NBA games, maybe ever. Most memorable for sure.
That alone, you can't really put her anywhere above. Like, all that's like, that's when you know the person's voice, right? Like that, there's no hiding your voice there, but she's a great, like, range and look, and there's a lot of great stuff there, and she's not in the Black Eyed Peas anymore, so we'll be seeing you. So not for me, dog. Is so now Annie Lennox and Fergie. Boy, there's gonna be a lot of people saying things at some point. All right, let's bang through next few ones. Florence Welch, Bill, from Florence and the Machine. I have her as a little pitchy. I think she has a great voice, but I like her. Like, that's how I have
it's because your FNX days.
This is my everything days. Actually, this is, FNX was sold. This is when I was like at 92.9 and we played the crap out of Dog Days Are Over and stuff.
Yeah, they're fun. I can deal with a little pitchy there.
Yeah. Next up, we'll go Hayley Williams of Paramore.
I think she's pretty iconic. I love her voice, but yeah, I mean, maybe she's the problem that you have with Adele, I have with her. But I think she does have a little bit more ability from like low to high, high to low, where she's got a super powerful voice and she's basically screaming at certain times. But Paramore is one of my favorite bands, so I think I have to at least give it iconic.
Yeah, I love Paramore like nobody's business, but I'm looking what I'm stacking the deck against. Like, I cannot put her over.
They are a one note band.
That's why, like, I would even put Slept On maybe, because it's like I got Adele, Beyonce, Carrie Underwood, and Christina Aguilera, and I'm putting Hayley Williams over that. I can't do it. Like,
that's fair. I think she definitely is a Slept On voice.
Yeah, I'll go Slept On. And I think she might fit that category perfectly. In my opinion, so does the next artist, someone you put in here.
By the way,
Jessie J.
Really quickly, we're stacking this the way it kind of should. One goat, couple of icons, mostly one note, Slept On, and then a little pitchy and not for me, dog.
I'm just going to project forward real quick. I think there's the ability for potentially two more goats. And everything else is going to be interesting, in my opinion. Right.
I think there's one unanimous goat for sure still left on the board. But I will put, where are we at?
Jessie J. Now.
I will put her on Slept On because I think she is a phenomenal talent. I think her voice is insane. Just go listen to Bang Bang. Basically, when we created a group, I tried to recreate that with Anderson Paak.
Honestly, I don't know enough Jessie J. What was she in that? It's all about the money, whatever that song was. And then like she had a couple solo hits that never like went to that next level. I'd say Slept On. I could also go a little pitchy. She doesn't, but she does have like that powerful. And then she has that like baby. She's like baby Christina Aguilera, like infant Christina Aguilera, in my opinion, with her range and the big vocals. Speaking about big vocals in a weird way and crazy range, but depends on what you think of range. Jewel, she can yodel. She rapped for a little bit. She had that career almost killer. And what was that? Intuition, whatever happened there with her midlife crisis or whatever happened. Then she got the teeth done. She's been on roasts. Haven't heard much new music from her in a little bit. But what do you think of the artist Jewel, Bill?
When I hear Jewel, I think of Renee Zellweger. Renee Zellweger. And then I think of the time Kurt Loder corrected her poetry grammar and she told him to fuck off or something.
Amazing. It was that like one of those. Go ahead.
It was one of those MTV interview things.
She was like, they were at something. They were
they might have been at Woodstock. Who knows?
Something.
Because like I know she played it. I think she was in that Woodstock documentary. She's not for me, dog.
I'll put her there. I love Jewel, but I can understand that. She has a very unique skill set with her music, and I can understand people loving her or maybe not loving her. Speaking about another artist that Bill, we're down to, I think our final, a little over handful here, maybe two handful. Joni Mitchell.
I'll let you go first here. It was?
Thought it was. Maybe it isn't. I got no love for Joni Mitchell. I'm not saying she's not a good artist, but I listen to her music. That voice ain't doing, it's just there. It is just absolutely there. So I'm going to go not for me, dog. Might have been suggested.
Yeah. I think I'm going to put her on there to give me something again to put for a little pitchy.
Okay. But so you want to put, we can go either way. You can make this call. You get the power of vote right now.
Yeah, we'll put her there for right now.
All right. So she'll go a little pitchy. Up next, Kelly Clarkson, the first ever American Idol. Now she's a talk show host. Body positivity. Love her message. Love what she stands for. But when it comes to her voice, amazing, talented voice, Bill, but where do you place Kelly Clarkson?
I mean, for voice wise, and then that's what we're doing here. I don't have to say, keep saying that, but I put her at iconic. I think her voice, she was the first American Idol, so already kind of iconic to be an idol to be the one. Since You've Been Gone is one of my favorite songs of all time. And I think her voice legitimately deserves this, whether it's Mr. Know-It-All or a moment like this or Since You've Been Gone. I mean,
Mr. Know-It-All is no voice specialty, but I think after that, yeah, that's where you.
I was just naming her songs, but yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. She, like you said, I think that you really did. You put it over the top. She's the first person to win basically a voice category in major television history, right? Like, I know there was American Bandstand, there was all stuff in the past, and there was Star Searches, but like American Idol in what was that, 2002, 2001 time frame?
2002, yeah.
Yeah, okay, so think about it. That's 20 years ago. You know the name Kelly Clarkson, I get the voice, but like her voice brought her there, and it was basically, that's all they showcased. It was cover songs for years. I think they ended up bringing originals. I don't know what they do today. I don't even know who the hosts are or anything, but I think Lionel Richie's on there. But like, that's a really good and strong point. So obviously, listen, you can have, this is a lot of controversy that comes with this. The fact that like Kelly Clarkson's over basically everybody on OneNote to people probably already shut us off and want us burnt at the stake, but this is why we do it. This is a pop culture pile driver. Subscribe on iTunes. Up next, Bill, another heavy hitter, Lady Gaga. Maybe one of the more talented overall, like you said about Alicia Keys, great artist. Where would you put Lady Gaga?
So she was also a recent Super Bowl halftime performer, and we had her up there at the tippy top on our Super Bowl halftime performer list. That's one of my favorites. I think she's got a great register too. Like, she can hit a lot of different notes. She can get a lot of different ranges out of herself. I don't think I could put her in one note. And I don't even think I can put her in Slept On. I think she's legitimately an icon for her voice and her overall talent.
I have to agree. I had a lot of these artists, like, I'm just, again, I almost want to put her in one note just because it just looks like an amazing category. But like, I could see a lot of
people. But she has too many different kinds of songs to be considered one note. And sometimes you can have the same voice on the same on a different beat or a different genre. But I mean, whether she's singing with Bradley Cooper or Tony Bennett or with Akon, she is a superstar.
Aside from the Beyonce telephone song I mentioned earlier, she really can do it all. And she sings about Nebraska. But yeah, she could even be a goat to me. Like, I could see it. The conversation could be there. You just mentioned she has number one hits in best-selling or high-selling albums, with whatever that means now, with Bradley freaking Cooper, I know it was a movie, and Tony Bennett, and then everything she did on her own. Like, even – yes. And, like, she had, like,
you know, a weird gimmick when her – put her in goat.
Let's just put her up there for now. I do, because I think, like, she also, like, I hated all, like, the weird gimmick and wearing meat dresses and being, like, literally, like, I just felt like she was just, like, a shock artist for a little while. Then when she settled into what she is now, it's, like, amazing music, too. Like, the catalog's great, and she sounds amazing. Again, amazing talent. So, up next, Bill, you said, this is definitely you, Laura Brennigan, or however you say her name, Brennigan.
What are we basically doing? Just for Gloria. Her voice is crazy, though. It's a crazy voice.
I'm not even having this conversation with you. If we have Adele and you're crapping on people like Christina, you crapped on Adele. I'm not even a starter.
We can put her in a little pitchy, but her voice. Go listen to Gloria. I don't know any other song.
I love the song. I love her. She had oh crap. I remember. If it wasn't for the St. Louis Blues beating the Bruins in the Stanley Cup a few years ago, Gloria would be an all time for me. But I can't hate them. But yeah, we'll put Little Pitchy for now. She's great, but like, this is like a forgot, like, no one even thinks of her. No one even thinks of her, Bill.
I don't know. She was one of the people I thought of because her voice is amazing.
we jump from an artist that maybe 4% of people know to maybe the voice of the previous generation, potentially, Bill, Mariah Carey.
I mean, I put her at GOAT pretty easy.
That's why I had her to go too. I had her here too.
I think she has an
outstanding
five-octave range or whatever the hell. Like, she has one of the highest ranges in the history. She can literally shatter a piece of glass. I mean, she has a skill set that she was pretty – I mean, you work on your voice, obviously. It's a muscle that you can kind of train. But she was gifted one of the greatest voices in the history of the world.
Yeah, and she – like, obviously – you know, sensationally things change in her life, but man, that voice is something else. And even like, aside from that weird, like, I was drunk on New Year's Eve performance she had a couple years ago, she had one, like,
I still think that 20s. Was on purpose.
She had a reality show coming out
2 days later.
I think that's what I remember when she was on TRL and she acted all weird and she like stripped on there. And like, I feel like she's become like kind of like a gimmick a little bit, but her voice, those early 90s, just listen to all of that. Like, even like the pop fun stuff she did was just her amazing, amazing vocalist.
She can hit the highs and the lows, though. It's just an amazing thing. Imagine if you were born with a gift like that.
But could she hit the high C all night long? Melissa Etheridge, Bill. Melissa Etheridge.
She's got a great voice.
She does.
I don't really like her. I don't turn to Melissa Etheridge often.
I already know where you're going. She's not for you.
Yeah, not for me.
I can tell you. It's okay to say it. I like her a lot. I think she has great, but like, her voice doesn't stand. Like, I know how good it is because I've also seen her do. I think she did an Unplugged. But listen, whatever. I'm not going to draw straws and fight for Melissa Etheridge right now. Just like, I think maybe the most controversial in a way artist. I think the next two are going to be very interesting. Miley Cyrus.
I think she slept on. I think she has a great voice.
So I can go either pitchy or slept on. Some people say she's like great voice. I do not think she has a really great voice. She has a very unique voice, but I don't think it's great. So I could either go slept on or a little pitchy. So you like slept on, but we'll lean it there.
I mean, she has an innumerable amount of hits. I know our boy Mac is going to be disappointed if she probably goes any lower than slept on. Because I think Wrecking Ball is a great showcase of her voice. You know, she has a lot more stuff that's not a showcase of her voice, like Party in the USA. But I even love See You Again, which my niece introduced me to. So, like,
oh my God,
she
are you kidding
me?
That song was that was her breakout song.
Whammer of a song. Just a
I think she
whammer.
Was in a group. Wasn't it like Miley Cyrus?
No, I think it was just her. I think it was like right I don't know if it was.
It was their first song. Montana.
Was it really?
It was. Yeah, because I remember driving in like my old work vehicle with like friends of the pod, like PJs and stuff, and listening to that. I'm gonna listen to that later. Just stuttering. Yeah, amazing. But yeah, Miley, like I get Miley, I think of all the artists we've talked about, because she like kind of has crossed the last two genre, last two like generations in a way. I feel like people like have such an either like, I think people hold her in a very high regard. And sometimes I'm like, I think we got to take it easy. She also had some really crappy albums and was really like ridiculous. But, like, I don't know. For me, I wasn't always the biggest Miley fan. I was high on her in the beginning, dipped. I've come back recently. I love, she does maybe the greatest cover artist on this list, by the way. All right, Bill. Again, this is right up there with a Dua Lipa, in my opinion, but you put on Olivia Rodrigo.
I will say for now, she's one note, but I really like her.
I can't even put her there. I can't put her amongst those artists. I got to go like pitchy just because I don't think her voice is all that like distinct or she actually might be the most pitchy sounding artist, but I love
this is
the
way a huge case of recency bias for me. So I'm cool with a little pitchy.
Yeah. I'm fine with it. And then listen, this could be something we look back on. You never know where her voice could take her in the next few years. So this was another one that a lot of people pushed. Pat Benatar.
I mean, dude, she rocks.
She does rock. But and I personally like listen to a lot of that music. Like her voice doesn't jump off the page to me like an Ann Wilson, but it could be a slept on to me. Maybe that's the perfect play to go. Cause I think when you think of her, you're thinking more about like the whole rock scene, like her, like the Joan Jets of the world. Obviously her voice much more powerful than a Joan Jett, but what says you? Where do you fit in, Pat Benatar?
So if you were looking for a showcase of her voice, I would say Love is a Battlefield probably gives you the best like view of what she can do range wise. Like you said, like she's probably known a little bit more for being a rocker. So maybe you put her in Slept On, because I think she's not like a I love rock and roll type of singer. I think she's a legit.
She's not drowning. Yeah.
Yeah, I think she's a legit voice.
All right, so we'll put her in Slept On for now. We got our final three. This is one coming out of your category. Shocked me. I didn't even think you really knew much about this artist, Bill.
Oh, Sarah Bareilles. I think she has one of the best voices in music currently. I think she's fantastic. I really do. I think I would take her over.
Don't even say it.
Any day.
You're insane. This is literally one of the most insane things
she's
I've ever
got a way better voice.
She does not, Bill. There's not even. It's not even.
It's not even close.
Adele's voice is like literally like angelic. I love Sarah Bareilles. I'm not trying to. Don't make me say bad things about an artist I like. Like King of Anything. Oh, what a jam! And just, but she just has like a voice. It is not. You don't hear that voice and go, whoa! It doesn't even make you turn your head. And you're over at Adele. She's got a better voice than Adele.
Yeah, I think she has a way better insanity. Voice.
What are you crazy?
I'm putting her on.
What song have you heard? You go, man. That's Sarah Bareilles. She just blows me away.
I mean, Love, Gravity. I mean, her voice is crazy. I put crazy normal. She's the reason why I created the Slept On, because I knew I wouldn't be able to put her in GOAT.
GOAT? Are you? This is insane. Sarah Bareilles? Sarah, where's Vanessa Carlton and every other just person that stands behind a piano? This is one of the most crazy things I've ever heard you say. Ever. Uh-huh. I thought you literally put her on here because you wanted to have like range of people. You think she could be a GOAT?
I love it. I don't know.
I'm stunned. I don't even know where to put her. I don't even know where to put her at this point. She's the definition of not for me, dog. And I love Sarah Bareilles, the artist, but her voice is just like the girl sitting at the bar right now singing.
I don't agree at all.
So we're going Slept On?
Yeah, that's the reason why I created this. Was basically for
everybody
her.
Else. You're like, I need a category so I can put Sarah Bareilles in.
But you see, we would have had to put in like one note, little pitchy or iconic. Yeah. I think
you were wrong.
Was good. Yeah.
So far, but your Sarah Bareilles take is literally going to have me waking up at 3 o'clock in the morning, wondering, questioning life. Two big last ones here, Bill. Stevie Nicks.
You can go first on this one because you've rattled me with my Sarah Bareilles take. But I'm holding firm.
Sarah Bareilles is, I don't. You have to hold firm. Who gives a crap what I think? You have. This is your opinion. It's your life. You have to sleep with yourself. And others do on the regular. But Stevie Nicks, to me, everybody holds her in this huge high regard. I understand it before my time, clearly, but I listened to her vocal performances. She's iconic. She really is. That is a voice that like just cuts right through you. You hear it. It's powerful with her. Like every time she like
a little scratchy. Almost,
oh, absolutely has that. There is that.
Which I like. Think she I would give you iconic.
We'll just put her there. We don't have to argue. I don't have like a huge case. We're all stunned at this point. I thought Adele was going to be the biggest hanger to leave this thing. When I go upstairs and Courtney's like, "Oh, what did you do?" And I'm going to say, we argued them. I went crazy over Sarah Bareilles. She'll be like, "Oh my God, I love Sarah Bareilles." I'm like, "Yeah, everyone loves Sarah Bareilles. Not about her goddamn voice." All right. Last one, Bill, and definitely not least, Whitney Houston.
Yeah. I mean, she's a goat.
She's a goat. Like, holy cow. Like she really like
even I listened to I Will Always Love You yesterday and it moved me emotionally. Like no lie.
Because
I was like, huh. Like just her voice, like when she kicks it in, it's crazy.
Yeah,
she's literally. But
oh well, yeah. R.I.P. by the way. R.I.P. But she literally is just a voice that like every song, and I said this, her Mariah Carey, I think what a good like follow-up. Like it was Whitney Houston was probably like 4 or 5 years before Mariah Carey even hit the scene, maybe a little beyond, more than that, like 85, and then Mariah Carey came like right about 90, and man, those two, like they're so similar because they made pop songs pop off. Like their voice cut through them, like it was always about their voice, and I think that's like something very special. And I think at the end of the day, these goats, it's hard to argue. Like, I can understand people maybe thinking we're overblowing Lady Gaga a little bit.
I might move her down, but just to like keep that top clean. But sure. I will say about Whitney Houston, she does what everyone else tries to do effortlessly. It seems like she's not even trying, and she probably has the greatest, most powerful voice ever.
It's so true. There's very few like that you can really touch it. And what a talent, and just such a shame in reality. But at least we get to listen to her music forever. And I think her music will be remembered forever, especially she has a lot of wedding hits. So
she has a ton of wedding hits, ton of dance hits. Like that's another thing. Like she covers the map of besides like, you know, hip hop, but she also had like that weird 90s kind of thing where she was doing a lot of like, not that it was weird, but she had like a lot of like the female empowerment songs to go along with, I Want to Dance with Somebody and How Will I Know? You know what I mean? Her range of types of songs, even about what they're about, is pretty crazy.
Yeah, and then what was my favorite? What was the line we always used to bring up when we talked about Whitney Houston? It's like, only it's two right, of your head. Yeah, but what was the line? It's like something like, you know, I can't even think off the top of my head, but it's basically like, only two of you had dinner. I saw your credit card receipt. But there was another line there where she talks about like, I don't know, it's just amazing. But it's almost like confessions before Usher did confessions, but she was more calling him out. But yeah, you got to be careful, guys. If you're going to be doing that stuff, be careful with your credit card receipts. All right. Anywho, Bill, we get to move one up, one down before we run through the categories and we finalize this list. Who do you want to move down a category?
Oh, do I really move Lady Gaga out of GOAT? I don't think she fits, so I'll move her down.
All right, we'll move her down. Who's moving up?
Who's going to move up? If I move Sarah Bareilles up to one note, she's certainly not one note.
She's the greatest voice of all time.
Who's next to Adele?
Who's next to Adele's Beyonce? So you got right now one note's Adele, Beyonce.
Move Beyonce up to iconic.
Okay, Beyonce too iconic. Who am I pushing down here?
I should have pushed down. What's her name?
Adele. I thought that's what you're gonna do. Because I'm just moving Adele up to iconic. I'm just gonna make that happen so we can all go to bed properly. It was her, Christina Aguilera. I just love Adele. I'm not gonna push down Sarah Bareilles yet. She's not necessarily worth it. Who do I think? I'm going to put Laura Branigan. Like, what are we doing? What is she even doing here? You don't even go here. All right, so we'll finalize the list this way. Not For Me, Dog. Bill, we got Annie Lennox. We have Fergie. We got Jewel. And we have Melissa Etheridge and Laura Branigan. If I'm even saying her name, I can't even speak. Little Pitchy. We have some people that believe the voice of a generation. Ariana Grande. Dua Lipa. Florence Welch of Florence and the Machine. Joni Mitchell and Olivia Rodrigo. What a five back. Give me a starting five. Look at the both of those two.
That's pretty good.
It's great. This was good. This is a good exercise. Slept On, we have Amy Lee from Evanescence, Wilson of Heart, Dolly Parton, Hayley Williams of Paramore fame, Jessie J, Miley Cyrus, who I could have moved her up to, I guess, just because. We have Pat Benatar and the greatest voice of all time, Sarah Bareilles, according to Billy. One Note. I'm going to listen to so much Sarah Bareilles and probably end up like feeling bad about how much I just lost it on you. One Note is Carrie Underwood and Christina Aguilera. Iconic. This category got fat. Alicia Keys, Amy Winehouse, Celine Dion, Kelly Clarkson. Why can't I think all of a sudden? Stevie Nicks, Lady Gaga, Beyonce, Adele. Which, by the way, I think that's spot on.
Yeah, it's pretty close. Right?
Like, that is
the only one I might say is kind of out of place. No, they're all iconic.
Maybe, like, who would you say, potentially?
I was going to say Stevie Nicks, but I think that might be one of the strongest iconic ones because, like, she's synonymous.
Yeah, but I get it.
But, like, I mean, she was in a band, but, like, it was one of the best bands, so.
Oh, yeah. And her voice is just insanity as well. But the only other one I could potentially see if people want to argue, like Amy Winehouse, just short time frame, but her voice.
But her voice, like she separated herself. She was like, maybe it was she got the hype train behind her. And it was one of those things where like you're supposed to recognize her as a great voice. But it's legit. It is. Go listen to her.
Oh, listen, I love her. I'm a big fan. And then we wrap it up with the GOAT, the greatest of all time. Almost two in one generation a little bit, but we get Aretha Franklin, Mariah Carey, and Whitney Houston. I think we crushed this, Bill.
I don't think we did a bad job.
Well, we definitely didn't do a bad job, but I think that was
good.
Bad
guy.
Out of 31, we didn't put every single female vocalist because this thing would go on for 40 days, but I thought that was a really good job by us. I'll screen grab it. We'll send it out to the socials and I think people are going to be like, wow, those guys really nailed it. What two amazing musical voice judges, and those two are the authority when it comes to female voices. Don't you think that's,
I think
we could hold cards, female voice. Bill, that could be a new thing for you. I'm a voice judge, female voice judge.
I will say somebody at my work, when I put on like my on repeat, besides like, oh yeah, it was like Paramore, Dua Lipa, Lady Gaga. They were like, what do you listen to? I was like, apparently a lot of female pop. And then Olivia Rodrigo.
Well, Olivia, well, listen, the music itself is a whole different category. We could just do like the music of female artists. And I think that category, things would be all over the place.
I think Lady Gaga would get GOAT for that.
Yeah, I think Miley could go up there. I think, you know.
Aretha would not be on the list.
No, she should be. But I just think overall, like, that's where recency is going to jump in. It's not about the voice anymore. It's all about the music. But that is it. Those were our female tier list. You can fill one out. We'll put some in the description here in the podcast as well as on YouTube. And you can fill yours out and let us know what you think. And tell Bill, put Sarah Bareilles immediately in the GOAT category. Oh, Billy boy, we got to get things out of our head here. I'll just quickly say The Righteous Gemstones is a delight to watch.
Is it really? I didn't think you would like a show like that.
Oh, it's you know what it is? I said this to my dad, actually. It's the perfect show you're never going to care much. Like, you're never going to be like, oh, it's Sunday, I got to watch Righteous Gemstones. But like, when 2 weeks goes by and you're like, last night, me and my wife were like, what are we going to watch? And it was like, oh, we got Gemstones. Cool. And like, it's so enjoyable. It has almost like, I don't know, this isn't the best way to put it, but this is what's on my head. It has a Ted Lasso aspect to it, but not the heart and the fun, but that like the fun part, but not the heart.
Okay.
Super fun, but it's a bunch of jerks and a bunch of people you don't really like, but it's so fun to watch.
Fair enough.
I just give a plug. Oh, voice change. You just did a little Billy audio. I just really like Righteous Gemstones, and I think I don't hear enough people ever talk about it, so I think it's really good.
All right. Well, I have to watch Yellow Jacket so I can listen to the rest of Davey's dulcet tones.
Yeah, I don't. What is that even about? Like, I don't.
People kept telling me, they're like, "Oh, it's a soccer team that crashes." I was like, "The movie Alive?" They're like, "No, no, no, no."
Is that what
it's like
is?
A female. I've heard it's got Lost vibes. So,
Lost vibes. Babs, Mom.
Yeah, and now a bunch of people besides Dork have been like, it's the best show in the last few years, like better than Squid Game. So I'm a hype person. I'm big into believing in hype. So, and I'm usually pretty positive, so I'll give it a shot. For me, I've watched a ton of stuff recently.
That was my elbow. That was my elbow. I apologize.
Yeah, that's all good. So now what's out of my mind is I saw the movie Nobody.
Nobody. Do I know this movie?
It's Nobody. The dude from Better Call Saul, him, like the main guy.
That's what that movie's called? Yeah. Bob Odenkirk.
Bob Odenkirk. We're the podcast that knows names. That movie was pretty great. I would say it's one of my favorite movies, at least of last year. Watching it now in 2022. But
yeah,
really, I wouldn't even say fun. It's kind of like John Wick meets Suburban House Dad. He's a fucking badass in the movie.
Suburban Commando?
Pretty much. It's definitely nice. Worth a watch. It's kind of outlandish, but the scene on the bus, probably one of the best scenes, one of the best fight scenes I've seen in years. I've been rewatching the Harley Quinn animated show, which nobody seems to want to watch. I've been watching How To with John Wilson over and over again. Nobody seems to want to watch that. And I also saw Jackass in the theaters. And probably the third best Jackass movie, but that's not saying it's bad at all. It was a lot of fun.
How many Jackass movies are there? Isn't there only three?
No, there's Jackass, Jackass 2, Jackass 3D, and then Jackass Forever.
Oh. And this is for, I have no, I'm not, yeah. Jackass was so much fun when I was a kid. I don't think I could watch it now. I don't know why.
It was, just like, it doesn't. I turned my head quite fun. A few times, and I will say they had to rely on the new people a little bit because they're fucking all old, and the new people kind of babies. Like, they get hit, and, like, they get destroyed, obviously, but they kind of lie on the ground like I would for attention. It's like, you're in Jackass, man. Pop up, show you're fun. Like, Johnny Knoxville gets run over by a bull and does like a 560 or whatever it's called, a 540, gets knocked over one and a half times, and it's vicious. But yeah, it's classic Jackass. The dude Danger Aaron gets his dick absolutely beat off. He takes a slap shot from PK Subban. He takes a underhand softball from a female softball pitcher. He gets pogo sticked on it. Like, it was unbelievable the amount of stuff they did to this poor guy.
Oh, here's what I want to know.
He's wearing a cup. It's called Cup Check. But even still,
I don't care. That's still just disturbing. Only thing I want to know, the whole bear scene where, like, the guy is like, a bear is coming in to, like, maul him. What is that?
It's exactly what it was. So they put honey and salmon in his pants. And it was obviously probably one of those train bears. You'd see it like one of the shows at Clark's.
I don't
train
care,
post.
Though. Like, I'm not playing games with
it. Hell no. And at one point, they probably played it up for the camera a tiny bit when they were like, the trainer was like, now I got to go in to get him. And the bear was still super docile. But maybe they were just like, we've run this risk long enough. Now it's time to go grab him. But if I'm that dude, like, unless he knew it was a super trained bear, he was so calm. I would have.
Wasn't he also
fucking
tied? Wasn't he like legit tied behind?
He was tied. It was probably the best for him.
No, I thought about, like, even when I see it in the commercial,
I'd pass out.
I'm like, no, I just, I'm like, I'm dying. I'm about to be murdered. Like, my body's about to be eaten.
And they put they put the salmon in his, like, constraints, like down his pants. So the bear's literally going in there and putting his mouth down his pants.
Not happening. Can't do it. Won't do it. Absolutely not. But yeah, I do understand the reason people love those movies. And it's, there's where your nostalgia comes in, right? When you see those guys from 22 years ago when or whenever that all kind of started. What was it, like CKNY originally? Like tapes you'd like friends would have. Good for the guys from Jackass. And Johnny Knoxville was in the Royal Rumble and he had a nice little spot in there. So is there anything else that made you giggle? What's happening?
No, just what... Would you call it KY Jelly?
No, I thought I called it CKNY, but I might have called it KNY. Whatever close. It was a good time. Was it called CKNY?
No. I think you're thinking of DKNY.
No, I swear, wasn't that like their original like CX?
It definitely wasn't that.
KY Jelly?
It's something like that. I forget what it is now.
I'm Googling as we speak. CK.
I think it was just CKY.
And oh, maybe it was. Oh, yeah, CKY. No, that's a rock band. Or maybe that was. I don't know anymore. The hell am I even bothering with this? All right, let's just see. What did the boys do in the DS? This week in
the Shared Gooniverse.
All right, so this week in the DSG, Dork did Yellow Jackets, Change My Mind did Favorite Comic Book Character Rebrands, and Mac and Goo, of course, did the 1989 classic Aliens. Yes, I am reading that off their latest podcast. The Pineapple Boys will be taking a break because I am flying on Thursday morning, Super Bowl bound, except I don't get to go to the game ever, and I fly home during the game, so that's always a lot of fun.
Question, though, first time in L.A.?
No, I've been a few times.
Okay. I've never been that far out, so that would just be cool in general. But you get to see the stadium. The stadium looks amazing.
Yeah, it looks pretty cool. It should be fun.
Scope it out. WrestleMania there next year, so I got to know. I got to know what's haps. I thought I was going to have something about wrestling there for a second when I said that, but I don't. But yeah, dude, enjoy the heck out of the Super Bowl. You'll be back. Are you back? Are you coming back? Do you know? You said flying home.
I have
during the game.
Monday, Tuesday off, so I'm toying with the idea of just staying there because it's supposed to be like 80 all week.
You should, Bill. It's crap. Like, it's 40 and we're like all excited. And you have like ice capades in your driveway, like I'm sure I do. So yeah, stay. Do your thing. Maybe you could do a pod from LA. That's what I want to do. On a plane. Can you podcast from a plane?
Probably if I had a good enough Wi-Fi connection.
Like snakes on a plane. Sometimes your Wi-Fi stinks here. So does mine. So it's probably better on a freaking plane. But that'll do it for our show. I appreciate everybody for listening. Be a friend. Tell a friend. Leave a 5-star review over on iTunes. Thank you to our friends in India who are listening on the Ghana podcast app. You can listen on Spotify, even though we are debating pulling our podcast from Spotify and just ruining their algorithm. Joe Rogan is a POS. Do you like Joe Rogan? I don't even know. We're talking about Joe Rogan.
Well, we're going to go. We're gonna bash on Joe Rogan now. I don't mind.
I've never really cared for him. I don't. Only time
have you ever listened to one of it? Have you ever listened to one of his podcasts?
Of course not. No, I've not. That's why.
Well, then you have no right to talk about it.
I have no right, Bill. This is insanity. No.
It's like if you were to talk about one of these artists and you never listened to him before, and you
all I said is I don't think. I think he's a POS. It's nothing to do with recency. I thought he was before. I don't. Not a huge fan.
Really, Fear Factor turned you off to him.
It was his UFC pre fights. He really got to me. The only time I know anything about Joe Rogan is when our buddy Marco sends me clips that I should listen to when he talked to a wrestler.
All I know is if you take what anybody says as gospel who has a podcast, you're a moron.
Well, that's why I don't listen to you.
Yeah, no one should.
No, I completely disagree with you. I get it, but I also like listen. At the end of the day, when you get famous, people are going to find things. Where it's naturally going to happen. I'm surprised it took this long.
All of the stuff that they're coming out about is legitimate, and he's apologized for it. And if you want to accept it, you accept it. If you don't, you don't. I don't ever listen to his podcast. The only thing I like about Joe Rogan is he's willing to have a conversation. He's not just going to be like, "No, you're wrong." Even if you're giving him facts, he'll be like, "Hang on, let me look it up." Oh no, you know what? You're right.
Yeah,
that's what I respect about his way of doing conversational podcasts is he's open to it.
Fair. I'll give you that. Like I said,
and a huge criticism is he has one-sided people on usually. So that's something he needs to get better about.
Yeah, like a little bit like what Howard Stern used to be. Now Howard Stern has become that guy who just kind of has people that are going to like kind of be in line with what he is thinking. But the only funny thing about Joe Rogan is just that Aaron Rodgers like mentioned him when he was through his whole controversy. And I'm like, that couldn't have been worse for either one of them. No. Anywho, that'll do it for our show. Couldn't be any worse for any of you. And if you hung through this entire time, we appreciate you. We love you. Bill, any final words for our fine folks?
Slap it on the biscuit.
Frank says hi.